Another man who had trouble choosing between his career as a writer and as a politician is the playwright Václav Havel. He was known first as the romantic poet in blue jeans, the dissident Czech playwright who was thrown in jail for his anti-communist plays. Later, he emerged to inspire the so-called Velvet Revolution that overthrew the Soviet Union. Havel was elected president of the Czech Republic and served from 1993 to 2003. Near the end of his time in office, Steve Paulson spoke with him about the role of writers and artists in a democracy.
Mr. President, it's hard for Americans to understand how important artists and poets and playwrights can be to the political and moral life of a country. Can you give me some sense of how important they have been to the Czech people?
Mohl byste říct něco k tomu, jaký význam mají takovéto osobnosti pro český národ?
Měli v naší moderní historii možná od století 18.
Indeed, in our modern history, from the 18th century onward, they indeed possessed heightened importance. Artists were saddled with certain political or societal expectations and in a situation when the nation found itself under somebody else's rule. And therefore, the nation projected the absence of this kind of representation into the intellectual circles. And it seems to me that this era, which we could witness in most Central and Eastern European countries, although it had different coloring from case to case, is now coming to an end because with the advancement of democratic institutions and with a new generation of professional politicians growing up, the voice of the artists or the poets no longer possesses the somewhat unnatural urgency that it used to have as a response to those former expectations.
Let me ask a more personal question. Why did the communist leaders consider you and other artists so threatening after 1968?
Indeed, I have pondered upon this question quite extensively and have even written some essays about that. The role of people such as Solzhenitsyn in Russia or others has really been incredible. Why should somebody who controlled the police, the army, the economy, all the media of the nation be afraid of a lonely man who has nothing except a typewriter? And whenever I have thought about that, I have always concluded that the more totalitarian a regime is, the stronger is the radioactive force of free speech, if free expression is vouched for personally, and if people are willing to take personal risks on its behalf. All of a sudden, free speech, backed up by this personal commitment, proves capable of disrupting all those huge structures of power. This is certainly a very special kind of experience, and numerous cases in point in the former communist countries can corroborate that.
Mr. President, I've talked with writers from South Africa who are actually nostalgic for the bad old days of apartheid when they were dodging the police and passing around manuscripts underground. And for a writer, it must be kind of thrilling to know that you really matter. You are the conscience of your country. And I'm wondering if you miss anything about those old days.
It's true that in those times certain things were easier in a situation when you are driven into a ghetto. Philosopher Patočka called this a community of the shaken ones, perhaps. And that kind of a community was marked by a great measure of mutual solidarity when we all had to help one another. And from that point of view, certain things were better than they have been in a free environment. But I am very careful about yielding to perhaps inclination to indulge in a nostalgia for the old days, because it was clearly a bad time for the country, a bad time for its population, at a time that devastated the nation's soul, its economy, the country's landscape, etc. So whenever I should feel the temptation to indulge in some nostalgic memories for the times when we were all brothers helping each other instead of confronting each other, perhaps, from different political parties, I always repudiate that kind of thought speedily.
Václav Havel was president of the Czech Republic from 1993 to 2003. Steve Paulson spoke with him near the end of his last term.